And I'll holler for you again.
What?
I don't want to have to holler quite as loud.
Okay. Should I be like sitting there or something?
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. If you want. Only if you want.
Hey, I'll just be right here so you don't have to let me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going? I can't always tell which screen. Annie Martin, man, how's it going? Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. Christmas Eve 2020, man. At least the weather was decent today. Hey, Candace. The weather was decent today. I had kind of a mad dash, so I didn't work today. I had I was able to get everything done. Debbie Salzman is gone, and Andre Bay right on. I was able to get my work done by yesterday, so I was able to take the day out today. But what's the old saying about like the cobbler's children's shoes or something like that? But so the hot tub that we have has been needing some work for like a long stinking time. So we actually spent a good part of the day. You want to tell them about it?
Sure.
All right. Titus helped me, so I'll have him tell you about a good part of our day.
I wouldn't say good.
You wouldn't say good.
No. At least not for me. Maybe for him, but not for me. So a hot tub for like the last... probably like year, right?
Maybe a year. Yeah.
Yeah, has just been kind of rotten, you know, still works.
Kind of rotten? I wouldn't say it was rotten.
No,
really?
But like, no, but did you see the foam just like all wet and like
yeah.
stuff
been,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's had a leak. It's yeah. had a leak for a while.
And so today we pushed it out and then like took the plastic pole off the bottom and then got out like most of the foam out, and then there was like this wet stuff, like some wet foam that you just have to like that you have to grab with your hand and just like yank it out, and I was just like it was bad.
A day digging out foam.
Yeah, and like 40% of it was poop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a great part about hot tubs that everyone should visualize.
Yeah.
Is hot tubs often become
rat homes.
Yeah, yeah. Or apartment complexes, rat apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm. We found the dining hall.
Yeah, I found the dining hall. Alright. Thanks, man. Hey, you wanna say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas. Happy Eve Christmas.
Happy Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
I love it, man. Yeah, you on that. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Taito.
You're welcome.
That's one of those parts about what I can do and make, you know, and part of how I make my living that isn't a lot of fun, and that's a part of it, you know. Basically, it's really easy to have rodents nest in something like a hot tub where you have foam and heat and water after they chew through a line, you know, or something like that. And usually when a hot tub... All hot tubs are all pretty much made out of the same thing. And between PVC, acrylic, and fiberglass, and some silicone gaskets, you know, you have a hot tub. And around here, you know, it's about like I've noticed, because I've been working on them and selling on them for a while now. I've noticed it's about 12 to 15 years before, no matter what kind of hot tub it is, the seals start going out on all the where it penetrates the shell of it. So you can actually kind of like rebuild them, right? And people are sometimes willing to pay that to have that done, and and want me to do it, but it's one of those that I would just assume pass, because even though it's like it's mainly easy and and I can still charge like a normal service, what you would pay a service technician, I could still charge the rate of that. But just imagine sitting there for like stinking, it's probably 10 labor hours of having a tub on its side and just digging all of the foam out so you can get to everything. It's nasty. I usually just pass on stuff like that. Hence the reason it's been leaking for like a year in our house, outside of our house. Anyway, that was fun. I wanted to get that. Holly has been bugging me about it, but she's been bugging me about it. So that was cool. We were working on that. And I tried to get caught up on some other stuff. Watch the county meeting, the latest county meetings. That was nuts. That was really stinking nuts, guys. It'll be interesting to see. I'm out of focus, Debbie. I'll see if I come back in. I could have just had a lag. I'm going to give it just a second and watch for comments. Not here for focus, not for me. Oh, okay, sweet. Okay. Every so often when I'm doing these, I think about the poor people that are just listening to it on the radio, you know, and like how there's so many of these little things that would make absolutely no sense and make them think that I'm just a mambling, bambling idiot. The county meeting. We'll see what happens the first of the year and what a new board looks like. But yeah, that was really something. I mean, all of the obvious, lead story on the KTVL tonight about the recovery of the teen surfer in Brookings. Well, Annie Martin, that's a lot better, dude, than talking about the county. I don't know what all the news is showing, but I had heard that he was making some strides, man. And I don't know enough about that whole, being paralyzed or anything to know what the normal like time frame is for when you get hurt to when you start to regain some feeling and all that. But it sounded, it sounded cool. It sounded heartening, you know, very heartening and just a nice added, or, you know, just nice story. I mean, for the suffering that his family's enduring and everything. But to still gift the community with a story that gives hope, you know, in a time and in a year like this is really something really good. Really something. What was I going to say about the county? I mean, there's lots to say about the county. stepping back from like the real drama and the muck, you know, there, and specifically like what the issues are there and the issue about the treasurer and all that, just stepping away and just kind of looking at it more objectively and kind of in what's going on there. I was thinking, I had some interesting thoughts when I was watching I finished watching it about an hour ago. I think it was like 3.5 hours long. I watched it in three different spots. So I caught the last of it just now. I've been on the receiving end of like of anything kind of conspiracy, like what I would think is reasonably kind of described as like a conspiracy theory and some you know, big plan, and real kind of like real shady and nefarious actions going on behind the scenes. And I have never truly, I mean, like, I get that I'm just this, you know, this small city mayor and everything, but speaking for just this small city and interactions that I've had with the county and you know the limits of those interactions and how it's not like I'm sitting in there every day. It's not like we work hand in hand or anything. But I've never been a part of something that resembled any kind of accusation like that that I've ever heard, where there was like a big consorted effort underway that took multiple people. I've never seen that before, and I've never seen it in other people. It's not to say that there isn't some crazy crap going on. Man, guys, I lost comments. Unless nobody's made a comment for a while, which is possible. The other thing that's interesting to me and kind of ironic, because I love kind of like snickering from multiple directions, it's hard to know. Yeah. An interesting thing to me, looking at it and seeing some of the, recognizing like the worst parts of it, all of the things that would cause you and I and a lot of folks and even the people that are in the meeting cause them to call it a crap show, you know, and just the circus aspect of it. What's ironic to me is that when I look at that and I see how the meeting is operated and the level of community engagement and the level of conversation and the amount of dialogue and back and forth and just the practical logistic length of the conversations and everything, they do that in a way that the city of Brookings doesn't. And what, you know, that resembles what I've spoken about, you know, hoping to kind of encourage more within the city of Brookings and in our council meetings. So how to do that, how to like encourage that and to hear public comments and to respond to public comments and stuff. That's the county's doing that. And I'm not pointing right or wrong or anything, but they're doing that, and the city of Brookings isn't doing that, which is just figuring out a way to do that and to have that level of conversation and within the actual council meeting, but not have it reflect what's going on up at the county. It's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. That's something up there. I've been in some meetings. I've been in some doozy meetings. I've seen where, I've been on the receiving end of a large group of people's disapproval. One thing I haven't ever seen is, man, stinking poor Court Boyce up there with the room full of people booing or snickering at him, plus not having any support on the board that he's sitting on. That one, when I was actually feeling for him on that one. I haven't experienced that where you're actually like the lone guy in the entire room, you know. That has got to be rough, guys. I don't know. I hope we'll see what happens. I hope everything with the treasurer, you know, that all works out. I'm not close enough to it to really offer much of an opinion. I do know, you know, I know a lot of those. I know Terry Hanscom, and obviously I know the county commissioners, and. none of those people would be doing something that they thought was in the detriment of Curry County. Not one of those people are working some deep, dark angle. And John Herzog isn't either. And I get how that looks and why it's reasonable for a member of the public that's watching county meetings and knows county politics. It's reasonable for them to make a lot of assumptions about John Herzog coming in and a connection that he's going to have to Boyce or to whoever else, or, you know, but I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that would be accurate at all to have that frame of mind and to have that view and that perspective on him. Typically, when I've heard the kind of conspiracy, you know, accusations at me or at other counselors or something that I was involved with enough to like know with certainty exactly what was going on. Usually, you know, it was far from a conspiracy, and it's usually just normal normal things that you could assume if you would think it was if you were looking at it like something other than government. You know, when you're talking about jobs and filling jobs and boy, I'm not making much sense on that one. Usually things are as simple as somebody that you know we know is a good fit. It's the same decision making process that we would use in our private lives. So I've never seen anything close to any sort of conspiracy. I've seen hard feelings and grudges. I've seen that. I've seen where people are you know doing something out of spite. I've seen city councilors or you know mayors. I've seen that in the thread before. But nothing on a collective sense. I've never seen that ever. And it just, the only reason that I'm saying that, and it's, I'm not like ragging on anybody. The only reason I'm saying that is because knowing in a situation like that, there's so much going on and so much really important things going on and serious issues. But all of that, just clouds everything real bad. And it doesn't help. You know, it doesn't do anything good. It doesn't do anything good. David Robb Smith, man. Merry Christmas, dude. Yeah, David Robb Smith. Good to see you. David, I missed you at Laying of the Wreaths. So, I don't know. Who knows how that works. And the other thing that I know from experience is that so many times, what everybody knows to be the case, you know, you know what's going on and you know this and you know that, just is far from it. And it's just, it's so stinking far. I've seen it on, I've seen just in a 5-member governing board, differing opinions in there as far as why something is the way it is or how something happened or why it happened. And we can't trust our own stinking perspectives that much. They were talking about, oh yeah, David Rucksmith. I had heard that was the reason. I knew that was the reason. Sorry, looking at a couple comments. the county later on, kind of in the latter part of the meeting, they were talking about the dine and stay program, you know, came up. And then they kind of bounce back to kind of general talking about businesses and businesses being open, and you know, Pash made comments there, and I know Dave Barnes, you commented here one time that they were going after or going towards like some kind of sanctuary ordinance or something for businesses, namely restaurants. So, if they're they're going there and they're looking at doing something more with that, we being the city of Brookings, we need to be aware of that and see what their idea is and see what information is offered and see what we can do to help if there's in fact a good case to be made to open, you know, the validity of being able to have dine-in in restaurants and have that not affect a spike of COVID cases or something, then that's something that the city of Brookings can be a part of questioning to the governor collectively with the county. So I'm sure that I'm surprised that I haven't heard it already from another counselor or something, or from Janelle, that somebody said something about getting on an agenda to reach out to the county and see what's going down. So yeah, that'll be interesting. That could be a tough public conversation to have. Yeah. Well, but who will determine the validity, Candace Michelle? Well, I don't. The validity of what? Like numbers and things and math should be fairly easy, and past that, it's really a matter of judgment. You know, why some businesses can be open and others closed. And And the crux of the matter, you know, forgetting about all other politics or anything else, the crux of the matter is preventing the spread of COVID, and that's it, you know. And so us preventing the spread of COVID, you know, but like obviously nobody wants to unduly harm or create undue hardship on somebody that isn't a requirement of stopping the spread of COVID. So, you know, you can get a haircut, but you can't dine in. And if it's true, you know, if it's true that restaurants are being kind of unduly or unfairly kind of targeted, or that dine in being closed lacks a real logical line for the prevention of COVID in relation to another business being open, you know, that's the deal, right, Candace? And COVID isn't, it's not just an either or deal. Like, I get how there's plenty of folks that, I mean, any COVID restriction is a good restriction. You know, but obviously, like, we, you know, there's an sundry of things that are allowed, and there's an sundry of things that are disallowed. And the restaurants, I mean, I can't point at another local industry or local commerce sector that is getting a worse go than restaurants right now. I mean, they're getting the brunt of it. And talking with the OHA director yesterday, I'm hopeful a current caseload through the new matrix will allow Curry County and Doug to move down from extreme. Yeah. So Dave Barnes, stats say only 1.4% can be tied to restaurants. And so that would be, I'm going to make an assumption that that's a stat from either the state or from a national thing, you know, national statistics. And I just know, you know, locally, again, like laying aside everything else, we're talking about us and our folks that are at risk for COVID and our folks that are at risk for stinking going broke, you know. The cases that we have here and where, what our issue is here and why we're having a spike of cases, somebody, you know, give me a different opinion of how you kind of see the overall COVID situation in Brookings. What I'm seeing is the huge not the elephant in the room, but the big one is Pelican Bay State Prison, and then inside of the community being spread through social gatherings and workplace. You know, that's it. So it's not being spread at Fred Meyer. It's not being spread by tourists. You know, I mean, right? And unless someone can show me otherwise, I get how, you know, broad strokes is how you deal with things like this, you know, on scale like this. So everybody wear masks, boom. Everybody closed, boom, you know. But I've been in that position where you're watching everything just go away, you know, you're losing everything. And it's not some kind of theoretical exercise or talking over Facebook or anything for that person that owns the restaurant. You know, I mean, it's for me, it comes down to whether or not I can really support asking somebody to do something that I wouldn't do or that I couldn't do. And if I owned a restaurant and I wasn't like just totally bankrolled, but I mean, it was really everything I have. You know, it's one thing to have like a side business or something when, you know, a spouse has a full-time job at the prison or something and you have a side business or something like that. But when it's everything, if I had a restaurant and I was like losing everything, and the only reason I'm losing everything is because the governor's telling me that I'm closed, and I'm closed because to stop the spread of COVID, but I look around the city and see other industries open that, you know, and it just doesn't click. I mean, that's a tough deal, and we'd be fighting. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I just right now I see COVID spreading in this community, and the spike of COVID that we've seen has happened outside of the bounds of government control. You know, I mean, any realistic government control. That's where it's happened. And we see the spike. We see COVID cases. We're not able to control what's causing that. But what can we control? And as people, we just expect something, you know. I mean, we can't stop people from gathering in their homes, but gosh dang it, we can keep businesses closed, right? Or restaurants, we can keep restaurants closed. But if the restaurant being open or closed, you know, doesn't really have much to do with our current COVID, you know, issue, it's just, I don't know. We'll see. I want to talk about it. We need to talk about it. You know, vaccines coming out and everything. And I know anybody that's worried about COVID, you know, we'd be perfectly okay just, you know, just playing it. Just everybody be chill, stay home, stay safe until the vaccine, everything kind of, you know, gets rolling around and we come out of this thing. Well, to some folks, to a handful of folks around, you know, a month or two, that's just not, that's everything to them. That's everything to them. So, yeah, Candace Michelle, I'd like to see actual statistics if there are some. Yeah, I would too. I would too. I want to talk about it. And if the county's going that way, believe me, there's nothing with what's going on at the county and how that all looks up there. Like I'm perfectly happy just doing our job and letting them do their job and, you know, just kind of staying down here when they got all that going on up there. But obviously with something like this, it doesn't stink and matter, you know. It doesn't. I mean, they are the county. They are, you know, between the sheriffs and the health authority, you know, and the county commissioners, they're the big boys around here. And if they're going here, then we can, we should be working towards some kind of cohesion with them, you know, for something like this. Yeah, holy smokes. Yeah. Buy a gift certificate from local restaurants as stocking stuffers. Yeah. Yeah. I was glad to see the county, they voted yes on that second wave of the whole stay and dine bit. So, yeah, stocking stuffers, that's a good deal. All right, guys. Well, Merry Christmas. You guys take care of yourselves. Yeah, Christmas means different things to different people. And how you doing, Ombre?
Good.
All right, you want to come here and say goodbye one more time? I'm about ready to sign off. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a good night. And have a good presents, hopefully.
And have a good presents, hopefully.
Yeah. Right. We have two, like, huge things. Yeah. I don't really know what they are.
All right on.
I hope they're good.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Merry Christmas.